10,851 Rehoboth Professional Center LLC, east of Route 1, Coastal Highway, 100 feet west of Rehoboth Avenue extended. A variance for additional signage.
Excuse me.
Names and addresses.
Richard Haxton, 18704 Sand Hill Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Sir, stay right here, Mr. Haxton.
Jay Frederick.
Address?
10121 Darrow Drive.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I have some stuff to pass out.
If you'll hand them down to the secretary, please.
I think there should be enough. I think there's eight of them there.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
We're requesting approval for an additional 47.57 square feet of signage above the 149.93 square feet of existing building signage installed now on Coastal Highway side of the center. And then we want to install on that first page on the tower facing Rehoboth Avenue. Well, there's no visibility for the Verizon Wireless store that's existing on the Coastal Highway side. We want to install one on the tower facing east and one on the tower facing west, another 23.78 square feet per elevation of the tower. Okay. That second page that I've gotten marked one is showing visibility coming up from off of Route 1 or Coastal Highway onto Rehoboth Avenue, which is, you know, the whole center is blocked with the trees, houses, and there's a barn there and a restaurant. The lower picture there is eastbound, which is showing the same thing where you can see the top of the center just coming up now. And then the other one, the top right, is on Rehoboth Avenue westbound where you can see the eastern side of the center, which still, you know, there's very little Verizon Wireless signage to let them know, you know, that they are established in there and where to go. And the other one, the bottom right, is southbound looking down Route 1. And again, there's no visibility from there. You can barely see it under the billboard that's blocking the Coastal Highway side of that. The next page is more pictures of the center. Okay, the top left is showing where we want to install that one on that east elevation, and you cannot see the north elevation from there is the reason we're looking for two signs, so you can see it coming in and leaving. And again, the only established signage for Verizon is on the little road sign that's 20 inches tall. And the picture below there is showing that there's only off Rehoboth Avenue, there's only one entrance off there, and that is going eastbound. Mm-hmm. You can't get in there going westbound because it's a double yellow line there. And then the top right is showing the picture from the restaurant parking lot looking at the center to show you the existing signage of the center. The third page, mark number three, is showing the existing signage of the building, which comes to 149.93 square feet. And then a front view from Route 1 of the existing signage on the building. There is going to be an awning there that has been permitted already for signage of another 24 square feet, which is included in that 149.93 .93 square feet. Okay, the way the center is sat on that sitting on that parcel, and the visibility from Rehoboth Avenue is the hardship and the characteristics of the center on the the parcel, to where you don't have any visibility, and nobody would know Verizon Wireless was on that Coastal Highway side unless, you know, they drove in there for some reason. You know, the pylon is really not effective for them. And then the last page is in the outlets, where there's multiple tenants on the tower, similar to what we're requesting here tonight.
I assume Verizon's just taken over that golf shop?
No, actually it's on the Coastal Highway. It's in there now. It's on the Coastal Highway elevation, which is on that last page of mark number 3 on the top left. That is the store in, and that's looking from Coastal Highway. I believe they took 2 units there on that end.
Okay.
And they just don't have any visibility from the Rehoboth Avenue at all.
Where will the awning be located?
Excuse me?
Where will the awning be located? You said
the awning is the one that's the Long and Foster just to the left.
That is the awning
that's going to have Verizon Wireless, and that has been permitted already. So we're asking for another 47.57 square feet total.
To Green had variances for additional wall signage also.
What's that now?
The golf store had additional variance for additional wall signage.
Okay, are there questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Yes. Mrs. Isaacs, is there variance for additional ground signs?
They had one, a second ground. Wait a minute. Let me look at my... And they said they had a second wall and additional signage in 98.
And so there are
two... Let me look at the pictures.
I see two fixed ground signs, one on Coastal Highway, it appears, and one on Rehoboth Avenue. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then I see on Exhibit 3, you have marked Exhibit 3 in the top right corner.
Mm-hmm.
I see 5 additional signs, on ground signs. They all say Verizon, it looks like.
The feather flags?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's because they are permitted to have them at the time until the ordinance... The county council figures out the ordinance for feather flags.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
Nope. Thank you.
Great. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion. I'll call again and go for a motion. Okay, last call.
John, make a motion to take that kick down $10,851 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number $10,851 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. So your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here late on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.